Welcome to Shomar Shovan Adash, your sponsor, Luinish Vasarabi Akashom, Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Chof. The Gemara with base tells us, Shosh Mitzvahs Nitztavu Yisrael Bekristosom Lorit. So, Abraham Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. They received three mitzvahs. What are the three mitzvahs they received? They received the mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash. They received the mitzvah of appointing a king. And they received the mitzvah of Mechiyas HaMolek. Now, why specifically these three mitzvahs, and why specifically when they go into Eretz Yisrael? My Rabbi Ramosh Shapir Zatzal used to say that the connection of these three mitzvahs is that all these things have to do with bechira, with free will. Why? We know that melech, king, has to do with bechira. Ein melech b'lo yam, you need to have a nation, and you have to have malchus berotzon, famous the words of the Vilna Gaon, that the difference between a melech and a moishel is that a melech is berotzon, is willingly, and a moishel is appointed forcefully. So a melech has to do with a bechira. Beis HaMikdash, very interesting thing, Beis HaMikdash, it says, ki amokav sheyivchar Hashem, Kshmoch is going to choose the place, but in addition it says that Am Yisrael need to go and look for the place. Rabbi Shapira used to bring Rav Isaac Sher, there was a Mendaik in the Psukim. When you look at Pasha's Re'eh, who speaks about Beis HaBchira, so in the beginning when it speaks about how grisim and how evil, there's a very clear description where it is, even though the Gemara argues where exactly it is, but there's a clear description. Etc. When it comes to Beis HaMikdash, it just says the words, it doesn't say where it is. And David HaMelech had to work very hard to figure out where Beis HaMikdash is. So it has to do with our Bechir, with our choice. We have to figure it out. We have to do it from our own. And Amalek, Ramosh used to explain, is Amalek is the example of Bechira Bera. He chose bad. Usually there's a challenge between good and bad. The Amalek is considered to be Kulayra. And now why is this have to do with going into Eretz Yisrael? So l'chor, what my Rebbe meant to say is that we know that Bechira becomes more stronger in Eretz Yisrael because in the Midbar, you have a Kodesh Baruch Hu there. Ayin b'ayin yiru. So if you have a Kodesh Baruch Hu there in front of your eyes, the Bechira is more limited. You go into Eretz Yisrael, there's more of a Bechira. So therefore, these mitzvahs have to do with Eretz Yisrael because they're Nekudas HaBechira and they have to do with a time when Bechira becomes more essential. I wanted to suggest a little differently and I told it to my Rebbe. That the common denominator between the three things is these three mitzvahs have to do with Am Yisrael as a nation. Am Yisrael are the ones choosing a king. Ein melech b'lo yam. Am Yisrael are the ones that they have to build Beis HaMikdash. The whole difference between Beis HaMikdash and Abamo is that Abamo is done for every individual. Beis HaMikdash is done for the nation. It's a thing that has to do with the nation. And Mechiyas HaMolek, according to many, Menchas Chinuch Hold, is only a mitzvah on the nation, on the Am. So these three mitzvahs, the common theme of these three mitzvahs is that a mitzvah that was given to the nation. And why that has to do with going to Eretz Yisrael? Because the Maharal explains that Am Yisrael did not become a full nation until they went to Eretz Yisrael. We're going to get to that later in this Masechta. So the Gemara is going to tell us that the concept of Arvus, that Kol Yisrael are Ravim Zelazeh, only started once they went into Eretz Yisrael. So the Maharal learns from there, Arvus means that Am Yisrael is all one nation, everybody's responsible for the other. And Am Yisrael becomes a full nation only once they go into Eretz Yisrael. Only then they become a full Am. So that's why only then there's a Din of Arvus. Mimele makes a lot of sense. You have the Am Yisrael going into Eretz Yisrael becoming a full nation. You have three mitzvahs, Nitztav Yisrael, Bekinisal Sam Laretz, three mitzvahs that Am Yisrael gets in order to go to Eretz Yisrael to become a full nation, the mitzvahs that belong to the Am. Another He'oru Niflo that comes out on these three mitzvahs, and this, I was zoiche to say it to my Rebbe, and Rebbe agreed with me, is like this. Where are these three mitzvahs mentioned? The mitzvah of building Beis HaMikdash is mentioned in Parshas Re'eh, beginning of Parshas Re'eh. The mitzvah of building, of appointing a king is the next parsha, Shoftim v'shoftim titan lecha. And the mitzvah of Mechiyas HaMolek is mentioned, Ke'adu, in the end of Parshas Ki Teitzeh. That's where we have Zochas Asher Asa Lecha Amalek. Three consecutive parshas with the three mitzvahs in Tzitav L'Yisroel B'Kisosam L'Oritz. V'nir Eloimar, that we know Sefer Devarim is the Achonot to go into Eretz Yisroel. Parshas Ekev is the parsha of Eretz Yisroel. It starts, the parshas Ekev has the Indian of Eretz Yisroel, the Ruchni and the Gashmi, as Rabbi Nechai explained. In one hand, we have Eretz Chita V'Soyra Gevin Tein of Yerimoyim, the Gashmi fruits that grow in Eretz Yisrael. And then we have what the Torah tells us, Eretz Asher Einei Elkech Hashem Bo Mireishas Hashanah V'Adach Hashanah. Shmuel is always, he has Hashgach on Eretz Yisrael. So Parshas Ekev is the introduction to what Eretz Yisrael is all about. In the following three Parshas, each one of them has one of these mitzvahs. Parshas Reh, the mitzvah of Beis HaMikdash, Parshas Shevtim, the mitzvah of the Melech, and Parshas Kiteitze, the mitzvah of B'ches HaMolek. And Efshar, that's also included in the name of the Parsha. Because the Beis HaMikdash is called Oyra Shalolim as the light, Parshas Reh, Loshen Re'il. Shevtim, we speak about the Shevtim, V'Shevtim, the ones in charge, there you have the Melech. Kiteitze L'Milchama, war, then you have HaMolek. So when we're speaking about the parshas that are preparing Am Yisrael to go to Eretz Yisrael, we say what Eretz Yisrael is all about, and then we give the three mitzvahs in Tzav Yisrael, because Sasam La'aretz, each one in the next parsha, and each one in a parsha on its own, a preparation for Am Yisrael to go to Eretz Yisrael. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email us to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.